So I want to take you back in time to 2008, and we're going to talk about Garmin, the GPS company, and their stock. So Garmin stock price in 2008 reached a peak of $110. Now, at this point, the GPS standalone market had reached a pretty high fever pitch. Certainly no shortage of Garmin units under the Christmas tree. I know I certainly wanted one that holiday season. Here's a little bit of a snapshot from 2008 for a 2007 earnings report where it's titled Garmin Reports Best Quarter and Best Year in Company History and announces a repurchase program and talks about what 2008 is going to be like. So they had total revenue of $1.217 billion, which was up 99% from $611 million in the previous quarter, or rather in the fourth quarter of 2006. Now, the automotive segment increased 124% by almost $1 billion, $999 million. Aviation went up 16%, outdoor went up 43%, marine went up 31%. North American revenue was up $836 million compared to just $393 million the previous quarter and year. Now, incredible numbers, incredible growth. When you have 124% growth in the automotive section, when your revenue is up 99% from the previous year, things are going pretty well. But the reason why I start out this podcast about Garmin is to rather show you how impressive the iPhone is. This was released on February 20th, 2008. This quarter report and their review of the previous quarter. The iPhone came out shortly before that, so in 2007. It was overpriced. It was stuck to AT&T, didn't have 3G, no copy and paste. A pretty amazing product by anybody's standard, but it wasn't anything that a lot of people had. It was just too expensive for everybody. But it did have a maps feature, and it did have a phone, and it did have a camera, and it had a lot of things that would be a bit of a red herring for a lot of the industry that they didn't notice. And the thing that I always noticed with the iPhone was its maps feature. And at the time, they partnered with Google for a while until, of course, later on, they separated and made their own map program. But for now, we'll talk about it when it was initially with Google Maps. The iPhone did so well, it destroyed multiple industries and companies. I should really say specifically companies in those industries, but it decimated companies that had experienced up until that point unprecedented revenue and growth with what people were getting. I want to go to another topic now that's going to tie in with this in a similar way, but for a different reason. I want to go to the digital camera market as well. So that was also doing really well. I graduated in 2008. I remember I got a digital camera before I went to college. I wanted one. I got a really nice one. It was small, it was slim, it was quick, you know, it was all those things. And if you wanted to take pictures of your nights out, you had to bring a digital camera with you. And I remember purchasing one, and I worked at Best Buy at the time too, and I remember selling a lot of them as well. So the digital camera market was doing well. So well, in fact, that they reached a couple years after 2008, but by 2010, 120 million worldwide were sold. So, I mean, that's an incredible amount of cameras, rather, an incredible number for the amount of cameras. So 120 million it topped out at right in 2010. So this is 3 years or so into the iPhone world, where by that point in time, I think the iPhone 3GS and then coming up on the 4 were coming out around that time. Once, and not just the iPhone and other manufacturers as well, once they started including significant improvements in their phones with their cameras, that market would crash too. So if you compare that with 2015 data, according to this website, Thomister Photography, total global sales for digital cameras were just 36 million in 2015. So a pretty significant drop from 120 million just 5 years ago to 36 million. Digital cameras were made nearly obsolete with the average consumer, because why would you carry around a digital camera that you'd have to take the SD card out, put it into a computer, transfer the files, and then upload it to your service when you can take a picture on an iPhone and upload it directly to Facebook? That's something that Kodak even specifically underestimated and refused to adapt, refused to take advantage of. And instead, Instagram came in, digitized what Kodak has been doing for decades in the form of a gram, an Instagram card, like an old style Polaroid, and put them out of business and beat them at their own game. That was because of the iPhone. And it was something where they didn't see it until they looked back and realized the bridge was gone. So I think those are pretty staggering numbers as well. Another thing that I wanted to get into that the iPhone has touched on in ways that you wouldn't think. So Steve Jobs, Apple, they came up with the iPhone. They worked on it for quite a bit of time. And then they released the App Store. Now, the App Store didn't come right away. It came the year after, I believe. And the App Store is something that allows you to post any business idea as long as it falls within the guidelines and rules and things like that, and to make a business out of it. Taxi cabs have been destroyed because of the iPhone, but not directly, not because taxis didn't make up their own phone or their own system or their own device. They didn't adapt and they didn't apply this tool, this piece of technology that other people were using. And I want to give you some numbers for that. Taxi cab usage in 2011 in New York City, which is the same year that Uber initially came out, I want to talk to you about the numbers there. Rather, I want to talk about in New York, ridership for the city's yellow cabs fell about 30% over the past 3 years. In San Francisco, the city's largest taxi company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and Los Angeles taxi ridership fell 43% between 2013 and 2016. More than 2,900 of Chicago's nearly 7,000 taxis were inactive in March 2017. Inactive means they had not picked up a fare in a month, according to Cab Drivers United, AFSCME, Local 2500 report. The average monthly income per active medallion, which is the permit that lets people or gives them the exclusive right to pick up passengers who call for them on the street, dipped from $5,276 in January to $3,206 this year. So you have these industries. You have GPS that had a successful business model but didn't adapt via app, didn't adapt via capability or price, and came crashing down when a seemingly unrelated product. The iPhone was not a GPS system, and it wasn't a very good map system to begin with when it came out. It only kind of showed you the dot when you were moving. It really didn't give you great turn-by-turn directions. It wasn't that great, but it had so many users that it dwarf the possibility of what Garmin could establish. And then you go to digital cameras, and they kept packing pixels and pixels and pixels, and then eventually people realized, oh, 10 megapixels or there and about is good enough for what I'm looking at pictures on. People aren't printing out large canvases. They're looking at pictures on Facebook and Instagram that are low resolution to begin with. And then taxi cabs, who have dominated for decades and decades and decades with unions and strict licensing and ownership of the medallions. And people would be on a wait list in New York City for medallions until somebody died, and then it would take them 30 years to get a medallion. Now they can't even give those things away. Nobody wants to be a cab anymore. And to see the dominance and to see how one innovator and one genius and one mind can come in and disrupt all these other industries, from Blockbuster movie to digital cameras to GPS to home automation to home security. You used to have a professional installer from a home security company come out to your house. You'd have to pay a big monthly fee to get cameras set up. You only saw it in movies or your really, really well-to-do friend's house. And now you can go for $100, buy a camera, and have a home security system. The amount of innovation that was and is being driven forward by just the iPhone is something that hasn't been done since the car, since the plane, since modern medicine. These are things that only come every 60, 50 years. This is like the plane connecting the world. You know, this is, instead of it taking weeks to get to the other side of the world, takes hours. Innovation that is so advanced that at the time, it is a big deal, but it's not felt yet. Think about the railroad business and what happened to that when planes came out. And I just rode a train for the first time, actually, last year. An Amtrak train, and it was empty. I mean, the thing was empty. Nobody was on it. It was a good ride, but nobody was on it because it's almost the same cost to fly somewhere. So when you give people a better option, right? So that's interesting when you think about it. When you give people a better option, they recognize it before they realize they do, right? They, you know, they start seeing other people with it. They grab it. Then they realize what it can do for them. And then they sometimes bring their camera. And then, you know, then a little bit less. And then a little bit less. And then before you know it, they don't bring their digital camera out anymore. And it's sitting in the junk drawer right now gathering dust. So I just wanted to talk about that today and put some numbers to how impressive the iPhone has been. And we haven't even touched on cars yet. I don't even want to get into a car that can't hook up to Apple CarPlay. Navigating a car entertainment system is worse than going to the mall and trying on jeans. Nobody wants to go through that experience. And I find it utterly fascinating how one product has impacted industries it never initially meant to. The iPhone nearly wiped BlackBerry from the face of the earth. Nearly wiped Nokia from the face of the earth. It destroyed digital cameras. It shrunk the GPS market. And didn't even mean to. It did all these things just by coming out and being it. So I think we should take a moment to realize how special a product has to be in order to do that. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the iPhone. Will it matter in another 10 years? Probably. Let me know your thoughts and what you think the iPhone has done to change the world, and how the iPhone maybe has impacted you. Love to hear your thoughts.